many of those making it to the altar are having a judge's court decision read along with their vows. In November of 2003, the Massachusetts State Supreme Judicial Court voted to uphold gay marriage. Margaret Marshall, then Chief Justice, wrote the majority opinion, and 6 months later, gay couples began to marry in Massachusetts. And Margaret Marshall's words not only made it into history, they made it into wedding ceremonies. Gay and heterosexual couples have chosen to have excerpts of Marshall's opinion read at their nuptials. It's a side effect that surprised the former Chief Justice, now retired.
I don't think too many judges think when they write opinions that it's going to be poetry, but from time to time I'm sent a program from a wedding, and it's always touching when I see Shakespeare, John Donne, Margaret Marshall. Very good company.
Margaret Marshall was born and raised in a South Africa under apartheid before coming to Massachusetts to study law, and she believes that may have fed into her opinion.
As a white South African, I was given all the traditional discriminatory views of black people, you know, that they were inferior and stupid. And I think if you grow up in that kind of environment, you learn to question stereotypes. And in that sense, there might have been some connection, but I was certainly not aware of it at the time that I was writing this.
Well, next week, the Supreme Court is scheduled to take up two cases on same-sex marriage. In the first, the court hears a challenge to California's Proposition 8, which bans same-sex marriage. In the second, the court will be asked to consider whether or not the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act unfairly denies gay married couples equal benefits under federal law. As the U.S. Supreme Court begins to consider gay marriage, we thought we'd bring you today this short edited excerpt of Margaret Marshall reading the decision that continues to inspire so many couples.
Civil marriage is at once a deeply personal commitment to another human being and a highly public celebration of the ideals of mutuality, companionship, intimacy, fidelity, and family. Because it fulfills yearnings for security, safe haven, and connection that express our common humanity, civil marriage is an esteemed institution, and the decision whether and whom to marry is among life's momentous acts of self-definition.
Former Massachusetts Judge Margaret Marshall will have her whole ruling on gay marriage at hereandnow.org. And some news. Today, Hillary Clinton, possible 2016 presidential candidate who in the past said children need a mother and a father, today changed her position in support of gay marriage. We'll post that video as well. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what the week brings here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.